Welcome back to the program. Sometimes I ask my kids, because they know their dad's like right into the news, because that's what I do for a living. Hey, did you hear what the premier said today about COVID? No. But he had a big press conference. We took it live. No, we didn't. We didn't hear. My son might say, on Instagram, I follow SixBuzz. Oh, like millions of people do. Great site. But are they watching Power Play at 5 p.m. on CTV News Channel? I hope so, but it's not where young people are getting their news. Are they following? So all these politicians, and we're covering them as diligently as we can. How do you speak to young people? Because if young people are the ones, you know, at universities and places like that, gathering, social gatherings, and maybe spreading. I mean, I have one of my brother's sons at Western University, Jeremy, great guy. Happy birthday, Jeremy, last week. He's got a bunch of friends that got COVID. Lots of my friends who have kids in university, they're getting COVID. Now, they're not worried. They say, oh, we're young. But are they listening to the message? Like, so when Doug Ford says young people are starting to get to the message, he's talking about things like TikTok. Listen to this.
We're going
to
be getting messaging out on TikTok and other social media areas that the young people, let's be honest with the people. The young people know. Their parents tell them, their grandparents tell them, their family tells them, their friends tell them. Kids can't go to school without talking to their friends about it. They can't go anywhere without talking about it. So they it's not all of them.
But Doug Ford was asked, why don't you use TikTok if you want to, you know, reach young people? Look, my kids are young. You know what they communicate with their friends on? They don't use Facebook. They don't use email. They barely use text. They don't use Instagram. They use Snapchat. In a 2019 survey, Snapchat, most important social network for 44% of U.S. teens. The fastest growing app, TikTok. You ever hear the premiers on TikTok? That was third. Okay? More than Twitter, more than Facebook. But there is one doctor, Dr. Naheed Dosani, a palliative care physician and a health advocate, who said, you know what? In January, I'm going to use my TikTok account to talk about palliative care. This is important because if young people have the virus either asymptomatically, they can transmit it to their grandparents. And he's quietly become a star because young people watch TikTok. And he joins us now. Dr. Dosani, love that you're doing this, and I appreciate your frontline work helping people. Why did you decide to use TikTok?
First of all, thanks so much for having me on the show, Evan. It's a real honor. I started using TikTok in January of this year to provide education around palliative care. As a palliative care physician, there's a lot of stigma and taboo around what it's like to have a loved one who has a life-limiting or terminal disease, what it's like to support as a caregiver, and just to destigmatize death and dying in our culture. Over time, I started to realize that this was a powerful platform. I had videos that were getting views, that over 100,000 views each, and people were really into it. And then the pandemic happened, and I started to switch gears and use the platform for public health messaging around COVID.
It's amazing. So talk about that, because I have to say I have used TikTok for well over a year. I've been using it with my kids. One of my kids watches it. One of them loathes it. But these are very short messages on TikTok.
Yeah,
and how are you using it since the pandemic?
Yeah, well, it is a little bit of a learning curve, I will say that.
Yeah, I agree.
But
you probably have to dance or something.
Well, you know what? I've been able to achieve success without dancing. That's the one rule. When I started, I said I'm not going to dance. You're talking about really concise messages using text boxes, visuals that are captivating, and trending music. And really, you're trying to capture one thought, one message in a short video that's maybe 10 seconds to 30 seconds long. And those are really the more powerful messages. I've done videos on infection control strategies around why physical distancing is important, Health Canada updates around COVID guidelines for people in the public, and even nuanced issues like COVID equity issues, like how do we support people experiencing homelessness during COVID? I've even dove into topics like that. So a wide range of topics around the pandemic.
Now, are you just being a regular doctor? Or, I mean, is it kind of a serious message, or is it the platform or the performance or both?
You know, I think it's a combination of the two. So definitely the platform lends very well to being able to reach a large amount of people in a short amount of time. It's similar to Instagram in that way. It's visual, it's captivating, it keeps people's attention, it's short. And the algorithm just allows you to reach hundreds of thousands of people in short bits of time. But the other thing is it's also about the personality and the person. And so, you know, typically people who are engaging with my account really believe in palliative care, they believe in social justice issues, and they trust my voice potentially on topics like COVID. And I've been able to hone that voice over time to the point where people are now seeing me as someone they go to around COVID advice and opinions, particularly when it comes to physical distancing and new COVID guidelines as we go into wave two.
But Doc, are you getting young people following you, or is it just kind of middle-aged people who are interested in palliative care and now maybe COVID, who are trying to just sort of, you know, experiment with TikTok? Are you actually getting the people that maybe our politicians are missing?
You know, believe it or not, you're able to slice and dice through the analytics of TikTok, and you're able to get a sense of the age group that you're seeing. And I'd say the vast majority, looking at my analytics, are under the age of 40, with a significant proportion, based on what I'm seeing, who are people in their teens, who are in their 20s and even early 30s, who maybe started with an interest around palliative care with me, but now are following along as I journey through this pandemic that we are all journeying along. I get the sense that most definitely I'm reaching people who are under the age of 40, and that's important because we know that 60 to 70% of new cases here in Ontario around COVID are happening in people who are under 40. And I just don't think that the current messaging that's out there is reaching this crowd. And so the message is reaching them through this platform, and it's effective.
That's so your advice. So let's say Doug Ford in Ontario, Premier Legault in Quebec, Premier Horgan in BC, anybody, they're phoning you. Hey, Doc, we hear that you're getting the young folks to hear about that. Our message is not getting through. We're, you know, in Quebec, the police can now get a warrant, and if you're having a party, and come into your house. What advice would you give them?
Well, I would love to get a call from one of these premiers. I haven't yet, but maybe now I will because of you.
I hope so. But premiers, if you're listening, politicians, here's a frontline doctor who is helping. Go for it.
Well, I will say that we know, as we just said, that one of the faster growing subsets of pandemic infections in this country are people under the age of 40. And when you combine that with the fact that the current messaging occurs at press conferences in the middle of the workday, that very few people under the age of 40 are actually watching, or through traditional news media, no offense, Evan, this is not how most people are actually consuming their media. They're consuming it through social media, and using platforms like TikTok and Instagram could be really effective in reaching people who are under 40. Now, look, I'm not saying that TikTok and Instagram are going to solve all our COVID-19 problems, but a more focused, innovative, energetic, positive, and engaging communication strategy could make a big difference.
Well, Dr. Naheed Dasani, premiers, listen, Dr. Dasani's onto it. I mean it. I thank you for your work and your inspirational messaging. We need it.